into an episode of Light the Lamp. You're on Duckstream. I'm your host, Alexis Downey. It is officially the home opener week for the Anaheim Ducks. They take the ice at Honda Center tomorrow night as I'm recording this on this Monday, October 13th. They're going to be taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins. It's a 7:30 start, so a little later than normal. We'll also, as always, have the orange carpet for all the festivities beforehand. So excited. I can't believe it. It's a home opener is always the best. Cannot wait for that game. And the Ducks were able to get their season going over the weekend and last week as they began in Seattle and San Jose. So today's episode is the final one of our Anaheim Ducks Media Day interviews. And as a part of this one, we have for you Leo Carlson, Drew Helison, and Alex Killorn. So starting off with Leo Carlson, he's entering his third season with the Ducks. Hard to believe that he's been a part of this organization for as long as it has been already. I think back to the moment that he was drafted when we were in Nashville. We were doing our first long live stream. It was 8 hours of myself and Kent French talking on the air. Such a fun experience. But seeing Leo drafted number two overall, it was priceless to be there and to see the reaction of him and his family. He is the same person. I mean, he is always just, he's Leo. He hasn't changed at all since the day we met him. He's such an awesome kid, and it's fun to see him grow because he's grown quite a bit in the time that he's been in Anaheim. Going back to last season, it was his first full NHL season because, as we know, his first year he had the Leo plan. So his games were managed on that end. So he didn't play too many games in that first year. Last year, he took a big step forward, having 20 goals, his first 20 goal season. So he was able to do that in 76 games played, 45 points overall. I want to see that number go up this year, and I think we're going to, because from what we've seen already from him in the early parts of this season and through training camp and preseason, I mean, he's the Ducks' young star. So much good to be said about him. Talking with him at Media Day, the cornhole boards and the putting green. We chatted about his summer back home in Sweden. He had Lundestrom's wedding, his good friend Lundy. They were always together when Lundy was a part of this team. Also became an uncle, which wasn't mentioned in the interview, but something that I did chat with him about afterwards, and very proud moment for him and his family. And just the expectations for this year, a lot of expectations for Leo coming into this final year on his entry level deal. So let's get into my conversation now with Leo Carlson.
We're here with Leo Carlson now at the Anaheim Ducks Media Days. Leo, welcome back to Orange County. How was your summer?
Thank you. It was good. It was long. Felt short in the end of August, but it was nice.
And you took part in the World Championship with Sweden. Yeah. What was that experience like?
It was fun. Like a lot of people in the crowd always, great support. So, but yeah, it was fun. We didn't get to win, but it was fine either way.
You still got a medal though.
Yeah. True.
Well, let's get over to the cornhole awards first. Have you played cornhole?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, not that much, but.
Well, it's a little shorter distance, so it shouldn't be too bad. Go ahead.
All right.
We'll have you go up first. So you had a little bit of a busy summer, too. What were some of the highlights of it?
The middle look, by the way. Okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
I've
had a lot of practice.
Yeah, sorry to say again?
No, it's okay. Favorite part of your summer?
Probably Vax's wedding and Lundy's wedding. No, my first two weddings as over 18, so it was good. It was fun.
Did you get to see a lot of teammates or people that you knew at both of those?
Yeah, it was Dalsty was at Bag's wedding. Then it was some former teammates.
Yeah, like
Sylvia and Gustav Lindstrom at Alani's wedding. So yeah, a few hockey players as well. It was fun.
How was your training?
Good. Felt long because. As usual, but
just one more. Got it.
Yeah, I felt long as usual, but it was fun as well. We had a great group, so it was fun.
Did you train with any other NHL players?
Yeah, Aiden Edstrom, the Rangers, and then Andre Lee from LA, and then Marcus Johansson from Minnesota. Those guys.
What do you feel like you were able to strengthen this off season?
I mean, everything. Like, I'm at that age when, you know like, yeah, like if you just train, you're going to build muscle like super fast, which is, I know, a nice thing because it makes it more fun. So I'll say, you know, it's my...
Sorry.
Focus, man.
No,
go ahead.
And it's just my speed and strength, like overall, like, like usual.
It's hard to believe that you're coming into your third season now. Does it feel any different? Like, coming back here a little more comfortable?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, everything's more comfortable.
Sorry.
Yeah, everything's more comfortable, more confident.
I'll throw it off the board.
No, okay, it's fun. Oh, yeah, no, it's most, it's been fun.
There you go.
I mean, you don't have to don't try.
Sorry. Okay. There you go.
Yes, say again. You can focus. Yeah, no, more comfortable. Like nowhere, nowhere to be outside the ring to just, like know the guys, like a lot better off now. So,
yeah. In terms of the way last season ended, you were really building that chemistry with Cutter. Is that something that you're hoping to continue doing this season?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just easy guy to play with, easy guy off the ice too. So it's just, something easy to build on.
New coaching staff as well. Have you gotten to meet them yet?
Yeah, I met Q. I haven't met the guys yet, but I think I will soon.
All right, let's head over to golf now. Maybe something that you'll like a little bit more. Yeah, but we have a couple different putters that you can choose from too.
Yeah, I'm not a great putter though.
Did you get to golf much this summer?
Like not as much as I wanted to.
Okay.
But I mean, I can play here all year round as well. So it's like, for me, it's not that panic, that I have to play. But I played a lot as well.
Like, yeah. Let's see if you can get a hole in one on this first shot.
The water.
Just close. What are you looking forward to about this season? Oh.
That's crazy. this season.
Try again.
I mean, just play hockey. Obviously, we win a lot of games. I followed the guys. I followed the fans. That's just sort of that.
There you go.
So it's just like all those, like hockey stuff, basically. It's a little deal there. I'm excited for a lot of stuff.
Have you set any goals for yourself this season?
I haven't really thought about that yet.
Yeah.
To be honest. Probably will. Usually, like you just like be a leader for a team. Produce a lot of offensive stuff, but also.
They're getting stuck up here. I think that's our sign.
Yeah, so it's like, be a great defender as well. So.
All right, Leo. Well, thanks for joining us. Looking forward to another year, and we'll work on the putting a little bit more still. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Now we're going to get to our next interview with Drew Helison, the young defenseman who signed a 2-year contract extension with the Ducks over the summer. We did chat with him after that, and he was so excited. Big moment for him and his family. And to have his good friend Jackson Lacombe along for the ride just has made it all the more special. So Drew Helison, someone that I think was a bit of a surprise last season for a lot of Ducks fans. He ended up playing 56 games with the big club up here in Anaheim, 13 points through that stretch, just a lot of consistent time on the ice, which definitely made a difference in his progression last year. And he's obviously starting the year here in Anaheim, which, as we know, some tough decisions were made with all the defensemen on that end, but able to make the cut here and stay here in Anaheim. And someone that we just chatted all about his summer back home in Minnesota. Like I mentioned, we did catch up not too long ago, so there wasn't too much to catch up on, but talked about how he ended up winning that fishing competition. He was a part of the Muskie competition. You're going to hear about that too. So let's just jump to that interview now with Drew Helison.
Drew Helison joins us now for the Anaheim Ducks Media Days. Drew, how was your summer?
It was great. It was long, but it went by kind of quick still. Lots of fishing, hanging out with family, had a bunch of weddings and bachelor trips, so it was a blast, but it stayed busy.
And we got to catch up with you after you signed your contract, which congratulations
Thank
once
you.
Again.
Thank you.
Does that give you a little more confidence coming back to Orange County?
Yeah, I think it does for sure. I mean, it's nice to get it out of the way and focus on the season, focus on training camp coming up here. But it's an exciting thing, and, you know, you want to enjoy it with your family and stuff, but once it's done, and then kind of move on.
All right, well, let's head over to the bags boards, as you like to call it, in Minnesota.
Yep.
And obviously a shorter distance here, but I'll let you go first.
All right. Do you spin it when you throw it?
I throw it flat. Everyone's kind of got a different...
I'll try to spin it.
Everyone's got a different technique, and I've been doing this for 2 days in a row, so...
Wow, look at that block.
One of the things that you shared... There you go, a little help there. One of the things that you shared when we chatted last was you were taking part in a muskie competition. How did it go? Fishing competition.
Actually, my buddy and I, we won it.
Did you really?
We won it, yeah.
No way, congratulations.
So that was wild, which we weren't expecting at all. But like, we just had one of the craziest days ever, and ended up catching three the one day, and then, which for muskies is crazy.
Right.
And then... we had won the other day, and we lost, like, two more. So it should have been... We won by a lot, but we should have won by even more, which was crazy.
Did you go buy a lottery ticket after that?
We should have. No.
For how rare that can be?
It really... We went and played pull tabs, and we actually won that, too. So.
Oh. So it was just an overall great weekend.
No, it was
maybe one of the highlights of your summer?
Oh, yeah. It was a blast. That was for sure a highlight.
Did you get to spend a little bit more time with your family before you headed back here?
Yeah, it was nice. I had plenty of time with family, and then my sister actually is she's a nurse now in Alaska.
Oh.
So she left in July, so I got to spend some time with her before she took off, and then this was kind of her first big move away from home, so we'll see how it goes for her, but I think she'll do fine.
Sounds like a cool place to go visit too at some point.
She's up there for the next 2 years, so next June I think my whole family's gonna go up there and visit her and hopefully get some fishing in up there.
Yeah, I bet the fishing would be really good. That was a really good ground by both of us. All right, let's get over to the green now.
All right,
how was the travel to get back here? Did you guys do a road trip? Or
we did do a road trip. We kind of grinded. We just did it in 2 days, kind of just wanted to get out here. But it wasn't bad. We kind of drive through the mountains and stuff, so it's kind of cool to do that. And some of the roads get a little sketchy, but it's kind of fun. I don't know.
No one got stuck this time or anything.
No flat tires this time, thank God.
That's good.
Yeah. But I didn't get to do much of this summer, unfortunately, with all the fishing. So I kind of stink, but.
Well, that's okay.
That's all right.
It's one or the other, and it sounds like you had really good luck with the fishing.
I did. I did get a lot of fishing in this summer, more than I usually do, so I'm not complaining there.
Will you get to golf before the season gets going?
Yeah, we have Troy's, he has a, what do you call it?
The Cure Duchenne, yes.
Yeah. So we have that on, we have that Saturday, and then we had our Ducks one on last weekend too, mm-hmm. So that was kind of a fun thing we got to do. But other than that, I might get out one or two more times, mm-hmm. Maybe during training camp, if we get a day off or something, we'll all go out. But other than that, probably not too much.
What are you looking forward to about this season?
I just think having a fresh start. Like, I think we had a really good young group. We added some veterans that have played a lot of games and played on some really good teams. So I think we have a really good mix of young and guys that have had the experience. So I think just excited to have a fresh start with a new coach and kind of get everything rolling again, hopefully.
You finished the year strong last season. Would you like to kind of build off of that this year?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Hopefully have a good start. That's big. And just kind of build, like you said, build off last year. I thought I played pretty well and just hopefully continue to keep that rolling throughout this year and so on.
Was there anything that you did in your training that was different this off season?
Nothing too crazy. I worked on like getting a little faster. I think that's something that will help me out. Seemed to pay off. So But other than that, no, nothing too crazy.
All right. Well, let's see. Get one more shot here.
I need to make one here. It's kind of embarrassing. That's not hard enough.
You can do it one more time if you want, since it's coming back to you.
Yeah.
Everyone's saying it's going left, so we'll just go with that.
I'll take that excuse.
Thank you for joining us, Drew, and good luck with training camp.
Thank you very much.
All right, and last but not least, after going through this entire roster of Media Day interviews, we have for you Alex Killorn, someone who is entering his third season with the Ducks. It's hard to believe that he's been here that long, too. I was just saying that about Leo, but I think about Killer on that end. Coming over from Tampa Bay, this is the place that he now calls home, but he does spend his summer back home in Florida. He became a dad over the summer, too, so we talked a little bit about that, but he loves Orange County. It's probably not that different in some ways from Florida, hence the weather. Just we don't have the humidity that Florida does, but Killer is coming off a year last year where he played in all 82 games, which was big for the team. He had 37 points, which was just 1 point more than the season prior, 19 goals, just shy of that 20-goal mark. Would be great to see him get to that number this year. As we know, he was able to do that a number of times through his time with the Tampa Bay Lightning and all the success he had there. But he's someone that's been a great mentor for Leo Carlson. They spent a lot of time together last season, and it just speaks to the closeness of this team at some point. So last but not least, like I said, here is the final chat from Media Day with Alex Killorn.
Alex Killorn joins us now at the Anaheim Ducks Media Days. Killer, welcome back to OC.
Thank you.
How's it been since you've been back?
It's been good. Weather's been great. Obviously, it's always nice to be back in town.
Is it feeling a little bit more like home now?
Yeah. I came earlier this year. The longer you spend, the more you get to know teammates and stuff. It definitely becomes more of a home feeling. So I've really embraced Orange County, and I really love it.
Well, as we get into all the games that we have set up here, it's not like it has been the last couple years with the media day. We're going to be playing some cornhole and some golf, which I know this is probably more your forte, maybe.
I don't know. We'll see.
Let's start over here with the cornhole. But as we're doing this, unless you prefer.
I don't care.
A certain side. We'll just keep talking about your summer, how it was. This was your first one as a dad. So
yeah.
What was that like?
It was exciting. Life changes very quickly, but like for the best. So it was a great, great summer. I had such a blast, you know. Create someone. It's a crazy time in your life. So it was good.
You can go first too, okay. By the way. Yeah. Did you learn anything in the first couple months of being a dad? Anything in particular that maybe stood out?
I learned how to change a diaper, I guess.
There you go.
That's something I haven't done before. But my wife really kind of, she teaches me something new every day. So the list goes on. I seem to forget them. There you go.
We're getting a little better here. Spending time back home in Tampa, you got to go fishing a little bit, I saw.
Yeah.
Did you catch anything big?
Yeah, we caught a swordfish. So.
Oh, wow.
We went super deep fishing. It was like 4 hours out, 4 hours back in. It was a long day, but we caught one swordfish. So it was also just fun being out there with some friends. So
is that something you like to do a lot of in the summertime? Okay.
I like to do, it's something I like to do a little of.
Okay.
I like to fish once in a while, but on long trips like that, I just kind of try to do them maybe once a summer, and that's enough for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do another round of this, and then we'll move over to the golf. That was pretty good, actually, on both of our ends. All right. Well, as far as your training this offseason, obviously you've got a rhythm down, I'm sure. And I remember when we talked last year, you got to skate with some of your old Tampa teammates. So is that something you did again this summer?
Yeah. There's some other guys that play on different teams that are in and out, but it's not a huge group, so you get a lot of ice time, and you can really work on certain skills, but it's the same thing. I mean, I've been skating out there and living there for the past like 5 years now, so standard.
Yeah. when you come back to OC, what is the one thing that you like to do before the season gets going?
Yeah,
maybe?
I mean, I like to golf, but I just like to go
to the shot.
Yeah, nice. I like to go to the ocean.
There you go.
Just enjoy the weather, because coming from Florida, it's just so hot that it's nice to be outside.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to come over here to the green now. And you have your
choice
of a few different clubs. So
what the heck is this? What is this?
It's a it's backwards. So all the guys so far have used it. So we could see how you do with it.
I'll try it.
And then
that's crazy. I've never seen that.
Seven. Yeah, move them over. There you go. Give yourself some more room.
Right there?
Yep, yep. Yeah, you've had your fair share of... Well, we missed you at the golf classic this year, but you got to do some golfing throughout the summer.
Jesus. This thing's nuts.
Yeah, I'm going to let
you guys find this thing?
You know, our producer, Steph, brought it today. So you want to borrow it?
Is there like a break, or is this putter just making me go left? Is everyone going left?
No, actually, that's just a you thing, I think. Let's see. Oh. Let's get it back. So this year also, I know it's hard to focus on this and also answer questions, but
no, it's fine.
New head coach this year, someone that you got to play against per se when he was the coach in Florida.
Yeah.
Have you had many conversations with Coach Q yet?
Yeah, I mean, not a ton, but we've talked this summer.
There you go. Do you want to use a different one, or do you like that one?
I've committed to this one now, so... obviously, I have a ton of respect for him as a coach. Played against him in a cup final. He's a highly respected guy in the world of the NHL. And talked to like guys that have played for him, and just talked to him this summer. So it's a really exciting time for all of us, I think, to have a coach of that kind of pedigree come in and be our coach.
All right, Killer, last question. What are you looking forward to about the year?
Just like any other season, hopefully making the playoffs, having a good season. I think it's going to be a different look this year with, different coach, and we've acquired some players through trades, and there's some younger guys, who knows, that might step in. So it's just always an exciting time.
You're going to keep that club? Well,
I don't know.
One last hit.
I haven't made many, so I don't think
we'll send you on your way. Oh, okay. All right. Well, not a bad ending, but thank you.
Not a bad ending.
Thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks.
All right. And that wraps up all of our Media Day interviews. I hope you enjoyed them just as much as I did getting to chat with them, playing cornhole on the putting green. What a fun, different concept for this year's Media Day. Got to hear all about their summers. And the multitasking is not easy, I will tell you, but we were able to get it done. And can't wait for what's to come this season with all of these players on this roster and the players that you also got to hear from that are now down in San Diego, because it's a bright future for this team. And we've already seen points of that in the early parts of the season. So if you want to watch these last couple interviews, you can on the Victory Plus app. They are available to you there. Otherwise, thank you, as always, for joining us here on DuckStream for this episode of Light the Lamp. Some exciting things planned for this show this season, so stay tuned for all of that. And until then, let's go Ducks!
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.